Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Live a Well-Designed Life. I'm your host, Kiran Singh. Today I want to talk about slowing down and 10 ways to simplify life. Why is it so hard to just slow down and enjoy each moment as they are? I questioned this myself many times. Sometimes I'm doing 10 things at a time, trying to multitask. I know it's not recommended for productivity-wise. Trying to be quick and trying to achieve as much as possible for the shortest amount of time possible. Not working. Everyone knows that it's important to fully concentrate on one thing at a time. Focus on what you're doing. Do not try to think about the next thing which you're going to do. Be not busy. You should ask yourself why you are so busy. Concentrate being effective in what you do and do all the things that are intentional and truly matters. Try to cut down all nitty-gritty and things that don't belong to your bigger picture. It's easier to say than do, I know. So here are 10 ways to simplify your life. 1. Keep a gratitude journal. Write at least 3 things that you're grateful for each day. Have a notebook and pen beside your bed and write those things before you go to bed. What are the things that you value most in your life? Write them down. Are you living your life according to your values? 2. Remember to have your own quiet time. Sometimes it's good to be silent and in your own company. Pour a cup of tea or coffee and read a magazine if you cannot just be. 3. Start doing yoga. So, I've been trying and meaning to get into yoga for God knows how many years. Then 30th December 2022, I started my daily yoga practice and I have never looked back. Start with easy poses and you'd soon realize how your flexibility has grown and your mind is more peaceful. 4. Create a peaceful morning routine and stick to it. What will you do each and every morning after getting out of bed? Include something which makes you really, really happy. 5. Clean up your gadgets. Delete all documents, images and apps that you don't need anymore. Arrange and archive all photos and documents and transfer them into a cloud or an external drive. Get rid of everything unnecessary. Take time to do this. It will not happen overnight. That is something I do every month. I'll go through my phone, my tablet, and my laptop, and even my cloud, and I'll declutter everything. And then I'm very intentional what I keep, because at the end of the day, you know, it's my time I'm spending getting rid of these things. Next, 6, create a white space to highlight things that are meaningful, special, and beautiful. You can start with one surface, like a wall, a table, or a shelf. Remove everything from it and leave it completely empty. After 1 week, start putting things back one by one. 7. Start decluttering your wardrobe. Let go of clothes that you have not worn in the last year or so. Do not fit you, are not in good condition, or don't make you look beautiful. Give them away, recycle, or sell them on the flea market. So this is again something I do every season. I'll take all of my clothes, the Marie Kondo way, and I go through every single piece of clothing, and if I know I'm not going to wear it and that I haven't worn it, it goes. So I try to stick and limit my wardrobe, my entire wardrobe all season, to about 50-55 pieces. Then next is 8, start planning your meals. Start with weekly meals. Write down your favorite meals and make a grocery store list of ingredients that you'll need to purchase. Don't forget to shop your pantry first. So meal planning is something I do every Friday. I'll go through all the recipes I have. I'll get inspired from YouTube. And then I'll write down my Google Calendar. And then on Saturday, I'll go to our local farmer's market and I'll get ingredients from there, the fresh one, fresh produce. And everything else, I'll go to my local supermarket to buy. 9. Use good tableware, utensils, glasses, and table linen. Every day has a reason to celebrate with good tableware and create special memories with your family. They make you feel better, give a joy, and are beautiful to look at. Do not store them inside a cupboard and wait for the right moment. Start making life more beautiful. So it's a saying where, you know, don't wait for tomorrow to use your best things. Every day is a special day. So over the last few years, since 2019, when I started my minimalism journey, I decluttered and I decluttered and I parted ways with about 80% of my belongings. So now I would say 95% of things I own are the things I love, like, use almost daily, and they add value to my life. I do not buy anything unless I know it's going to make me a better person or that's going to add value to my life, to my daily life. I don't think about long term. I used to have this when I was younger. I bought this beautiful Wedgwood dinner set for, I think it was six or eight people, and I had it for 20 plus years. Last year, when I moved from the seaside up north, I decided to sell it. I thought I never used it. I've had it for 20 years in my cupboard. Every time I move, I pay the removal company to, you know, extra money to look after my dinner sets and stuff, but I never used it. So I decided, you know what, this is it. I sold as much as I could, and I gave away the rest of them. However, I did keep two dinner plates, lunch plates, so on, for me and Cushy. So at least, you know, when it's a special occasion, like it's a birthday or Christmas or something, I still have a set of two. Till date, we still haven't used it. And I was saying to Cushy, whenever you get married, you can inherit that set for you and your husband. But yeah, you know, use your best things every day. Your favorite clothes, your favorite perfume, your makeup, you know, your favorite blanket, cushion cover. Don't save it for that one day when people come over. It's for you to use and appreciate. Last but not least, number 10, enjoy your slow life. You can practice slow and simplified life everywhere. But I have to admit that it might be slightly harder in the middle of a big city. However, try to find your peaceful haven. Most of the times, it's inside your own mind. For me, slow living means that I can enjoy going for a walk in the park or to a local nature reserve. Taking time to read a book, having a cup of tea with a friend without hurry, being present in my daily life, and simply allow myself to go with the flow. Living a simple life, slow and simple life, has been my mantra, if you say, for the last couple of years. You know, I wake up whenever I want to wake up. Not too late, obviously. I do have my things I need to get done. But I have my own morning routine. I ease into my day. I don't rush or stress. And again, from day one since I moved to the UK, which is soon 15 years ago, my vision for my life was always the freedom to do whatever I want, whenever I want. And I finally reached, you know, that stage in my life where I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, basically. So I take my time and I'm very mindful. I'm very intentional about every single thing I do. Even when I'm, like I said, when I'm buying something, I'll make sure it's something I'm going to use and it's going to add value to my life. I do not buy things for the sake of it. There is temptation whenever I go out and, oh, look at that nice cushion cover, or scented candle, or, you know, or that dress is nice, or lipstick color is nice. But I kind of had to stop myself. I'm like, okay, do you actually need it right now? You know, do you have a plan for it? Are you going to use it now? Or is it for later in the year, or maybe next year? Or you just going to buy it because you like it? One thing I learned by simplifying my life over the last God knows how many years is that when you start simplifying your life just becomes easier. It becomes so much easier. It becomes a pleasure, you know, that I created my life the way I wanted. I don't have anyone else interfere. I don't have too much stuff I need to look after. I'm not overwhelmed. I feel free. I feel light. I feel at ease. I think that's the most beautiful thing about life. It's meant to be lived and enjoyed. And not just, you know, rush, hustle, be busy. I've been down that road for years and years. And Facebook is kind enough to remind me every single day what I used to do 5, 10, 12 years ago. And I'm like, thank God I'm out of that rut. Thank God I find my own way of living and being. Anyway, I won't keep it for too long. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you have any questions or any comments, feel free to leave them below or email me at hello@kirinsinghuk.com. Don't forget to download my free app over at kirinsinghuk.com/app. Until next time, take care and bye for now.